1987, the world population reached 5 billion, Guns N' Roses' debut album Appetite for Destruction was number one in the US, and Sun introduced the Spark processor. And for Microsoft, expanding globally was a great way to start off the year, as it launched an official subsidiary in Spain. On April 2nd, Microsoft and IBM announced OS 2. This is the first product to be announced as a result of the joint development agreement between Microsoft and IBM in August 1985.
1987 is an exciting year for graphics interface. The increased popularity of the interface has meant that the sales of the Macintosh have been accelerating, as well as all the great software that sold on Macintosh. It's also meant that over in the MS-DOS world, the new machines are being designed with better graphics built into them, and also with higher speed. A very good example of this is IBM's new Personal System 2.
If 1987 has been a turning point, what can we expect over the next few years?
Well, the hardware that's going to be sold over the next couple of years is really a new generation of machines. And this generation is even more important than the original PC. And this generation of machines will be characterized by the use of advanced microprocessors like the 286 or the 386. Also, a large number of these machines will be running the new OS 2 operating system, which allows for the use of lots of memory and for multitasking to run multiple applications at the same time. The graphics interface is an integral part of this new generation. Whether somebody's using Windows on MS-DOS or using the graphics interface that's built into OS 2, they'll get an identical appearance. Also, a great number of these new machines will be connected to networks, which will allow for group productivity, where you're exchanging information as well as preparing it on your own machine. This new generation will enable a whole new set of applications. In fact, there'll be hundreds and hundreds of great applications that take PCs much further than they've gone before and allow us to move towards this exciting vision of a machine on every desktop.
On July 30th, Microsoft acquired Forethought, the developer of PowerPoint, a leading desktop presentation application. And technology made many advances in 1987, as the first fax boards, which let people send and receive faxes on a PC, are shown at COMDEX. Sun Microsystems debuts its first RISC, Reduced Instruction Set Computing Workstation, and IBM introduces the PS2. Popularizing the 3.5-inch floppy and bringing 256 color displays to home PCs for the first time through the introduction of the VGA standard. As for the stock market, well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 2,000, then 2,500 for the first time, before plummeting back to the low 1700s barely 3 months later on Black Monday. It was the second largest one-day percentage decline in stock market history. On September 8th, Microsoft shipped its first CD-ROM application, Microsoft Bookshelf. It was a collection of 10 of the most popular and useful reference works on a single CD-ROM disk. Come October 6th, Microsoft announced Excel for Windows, offering unprecedented functionality, presentation capabilities, and customizability to spreadsheet users. It was 1987, and the year-end fiscal sales totaled more than $345 million. And the 1987 fiscal year employee headcount was 1,816 people. And looking forward, Microsoft has a lot more to prove.